You've been looking at forward to this since you saw the schedule?
Just looking forward to going back to Cleveland and get a chance to see my goddaughters and their father and his wife.
As far as
football, I got a few friends on the team, but I mean, it's just another game to go up to play in Cleveland. That's the approach that we're taking. I know that a lot of the guys that came from Cleveland here, not just myself, are approaching it just as if it's another game.
Is that easy to do, Gerard?
It's that easy to do. I mean, when you're focusing at the task at hand, is going in and beating Cleveland, that's nice, but winning the Super Bowl is the ultimate goal. So we're focusing on going in and performing against them and trying to get this defense better, making the team better.
You think back to your time there, were there some good times, or was it mainly a lot of disappointment?
We had a lot of good times. I mean, you know, the camaraderie around the locker room and outside of the locker room, whenever we went home, you know, the guys hung out a lot together, something that I didn't think would occur in the NFL, but we did have that kind of unity in Cleveland. So, you know, some good things, some bad things.
Isn't there any part of you, though, that wants to prove something? I mean, isn't it just human nature when you leave a place?
I wanted to prove it last year when I was one game away from doing it. I mean, the only thing that I want to prove to them is that I have the heart of a winner, and that's all I want to do is try to win a championship.
As you look back, I mean, where you are now, where they are, I mean, things have certainly worked out well for you.
Hey, man, I mean, that's just been the luck of the draw for Cleveland. We had four players leave, I think, in 2002, and when it started for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and won a Super Bowl. So that's pretty much the side reps out.
How much of that camaraderie came with you, with Michael and Ebb, and eventually Kennard and Cordy coming?
Oh, we brought that with us. I mean, we pretty much was bonded for life after we played in Cleveland. And, you know, the guys, we stayed in contact through the off seasons and stuff like that. So, I mean, the friendships were established, and, I mean, we're just stronger. The bond grew stronger once we got here.
Kennard said he was frustrated last year. You guys all left. You left him there, and you wanted him to come too.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of left him behind, but the situation worked out for him to be available this season. And, hey, we got him here with us in Denver trying to win a championship.
Did you stay in touch?
Yeah, we stayed in touch, you know, pretty much just see how the guys were doing and making sure everybody was healthy and their families was doing okay.
And what you guys are doing as a defense, how significant is it that this is your second year in the system for you and Ebb and those guys? Are you guys maybe just more used to this?
Yeah, we're just getting more used to it. Like I said, I think we were a nice compliment to the key guys that we already had intact there, you know, with the John Lynches and the Champ Baileys and the Al's, all the linebackers together with us coming in up front and bringing in that added extra ingredient that Larry think was missing. I think things are working out the way we envisioned it.
The offensive guys, you said they're a little bit frustrated the way things are going on. Is there any kind of humor almost with them saying, hey, you know, not in a mean way, but say, hey, come on, guys, you know, try to motivate them a little bit?
I would tell them is, man, just ball security, man. Other than that, I think we can handle it. I mean, with the way that they're playing, just tell them to secure the ball, and we'll try to get it back to them as many times as possible. Just don't turn it over, and they've done a good job with that, I think.
I mean, Jake actually said in his press conference, he said the offense's goal is to not hurt the defense. That says a lot about you guys, doesn't it?
And pretty much it goes hand in hand. That's our goal, is not to hurt the offense and put them in situations where we're trying to dig out of a hole or come back for a comeback victory. So it's kind of working hand in hand.
Have you ever been on a defense that allowed only 7 points a game?
High school, but since then I haven't.
I mean, it seems pretty almost unrealistic for a pro defense, and you guys have done it for a month and a half.
Well, you know, it's just you got to give credit to the guys and the coaches up top for the calls they're making and the guys on the field that are making the plays. I mean, no one's felt short on their duties and obligations, especially in the red zone.
Sure, do you have any good memories of Cleveland?
I went to the playoffs, man. So, I mean, we was right there in the hunt for a Super Bowl my second year in Cleveland. So, I do have good memories. I mean, the relationships that we build around the community and throughout the organization, I still have people that work for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, what are you feeling going back to?
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, it's always who's next, and they're next on the list. So, that's just pretty much how I view it.
Got a little extra
juice. Nothing extra, man.
Really?
Our main goal and focus is going out, being successful on Sunday, and continuing success throughout the season until we get to Miami.
Did you notice a difference between your organizations as soon as you got here?
Of course you can tell a difference. I mean, the Browns were just coming back, I think, in 99, so it was like an expansion team. It was just trying to put it together and find identity for the team. And I think they're still going through those struggles now, and when you came here, this team had an identity and you knew what you were stepping into when you walked in this building.
Was that tough for you being kind of one of the building blocks there? I mean, the expectations of you as a young guy, was that tough?
Yeah, it was tough, but I mean, you know, that's part of the job. You come and you go, and I'm just fortunate to be in a situation right now where I think I can prosper and the team can come out as victorious as champions.
Nick Ferguson said of all the former Browns, he expects you to go in there and have the biggest chip on your shoulder and play the best. Why do you think he said that? Why do you think he chose you?
Probably because I'm the only one that's... It was a draft pick that Cleveland actually chose me in the draft, high pick to come in. Probably would have said the same thing if Courtney was healthy and playing. But I'm just approaching as any other game.
Kind of looking forward to this week being over so we don't bug you about being the ex-Brown.
I mean, it's part of the game. You know, you either accept it or you don't. And I have to accept it. I can't run and hide from you guys.
You pretty happy right here? I mean, you know, you've talked about it before, but just being on a team that's,
being successful, man. I mean, if you was considered the most lousiest writer in Denver, how would you feel about your job? I mean, you know you're doing your best, but all the reviews you're getting are saying negative things about you, and here it's totally different. It's a positive aspect, and we just look forward to being victorious.
Did that get tough at the end? I mean, all the criticism and all that?
If you let it get to you, man. I mean, I always say you can never let the paper make you. You got to make the paper. So, I mean, you can read the comments and let it frustrate you, but you know what you have to do as a player and what your obligation is to the team.
Gerard, it's one thing when one guy goes back to play against his ex-team. You guys are taking the entire front four.
I mean, you know, thank Coach Patterson and thank Coach Shanahan for being able to trust him and his judgment on the players that was at Cleveland that he had coached under him to bring us here and knowing that this thing could work out.
Seems like you made a point to not give them any bulletin board material this week. See, that's you got a little game plan here going, don't you?
No game plan going. I mean, bulletin board material, what is it worth? To me, really nothing. Guys do a lot of talking, but you got to get on the field and back it up on Sunday. And, I mean, I ain't much into starting the comments anymore, but before the game, I'm just willing to go out and do what I got to do on the field.